Graham says impeachment
dead on arrival
in Senate without whistleblower testimony. Written by Warren Mass. Tuesday, November 12, 2019. During a November 10 interview with Maria Bartiromo, anchor of Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, Schoen, said about House Democrats' efforts to impeach President Trump, "If they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate," Graham said earlier in the interview. "I consider any impeachment in the House that doesn't allow us to know who the whistleblower is to be invalid, because without the whistleblower complaint, we wouldn't be talking about any of this. And I also see the need for Hunter Biden to be called to adequately defend the president. And if you don't do those two things, it's a complete joke." Throughout the interview, both Bartiromo and Graham referred to the whistleblower without mentioning his name, as has been standard practice among members of the media. However, as was noted in an October 31 report in The New American, with the help of the media, Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations reported yesterday, Democrats have tried to keep CIA operative Eric Chiaramella's identity a secret from the public, but he is well known on Capitol Hill and among the hate Trump leftist media. The author of that report, R. Court Kirkwood, also observed that Chiaramella, an Obama partisan who worked for Trump's National Security Council, is a Democrat torpedo. The article also cited Sperry's revelation that Chiaramella was also behind the false narrative that Russian President Vladimir Putin persuaded President Trump to fire FBI Director James Comey in May 2017. Tucker Carlson, during a November 6 interview with Representative Nunes, R. Califf, on his Fox News program, Tucker Carlson Tonight, asked Nunes, "Why are we letting Schiff bully the news media into not releasing the whistleblower's name?" Nunes replied, in part, "So sometimes, when the mainstream media wants to out a whistleblower, or out an informant because it is a Russian who might have something bad to do with Trump, then they do it. But if it's somebody who clearly, I think, look, they're telling us exactly what we need to know. And that is, whoever this whistleblower is must be an extreme partisan with lots of problems with their story. That's why the whistleblower is not coming forward." The Washington Examiner reported on November 6 that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a specialist on Ukraine on the National Security Council who testified before the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on October 29, and is considered to be a key witness in House Democrats' impeachment inquiry, works with the whistleblower. The report quoted a former Trump White House aide who told The Examiner, "It is close to a mathematical certainty that Vindman and the whistleblower know one another and that the whistleblower is being used to provide analytical support to the National Security Council on the topics of Russia and Ukraine. And that is where they would have crossed paths. They would know who one another are." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.